Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to have a slight deviation this morning in regard to our guest situation. Father John Martinez and Mark Glenn will join me 1 week from today. This morning, we're going to do some news analysis in the first hour, and then we're going to be joined on a one-time basis by Professor John Quigley at 8 o'clock. He represents the Ohio State University School of Law. We are going to be talking about the Palestinian issue and the human rights crisis in that part of the world with Dr. Quigley for 1 hour from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Mark Glenn could not join us today because he has some things going on that involve some incredible logistical planning for this No More Wars for Israel conference coming up next month in Southern California. So he needed to beg off the show today. That will also give me an additional week of time to do some research for some things that I hope to discuss with Father Martinez next week that involve Catholic traditionalism and some of the other things that he and I cover Friday after Friday. So I thought what I would do today is simply have news analysis for 1 hour, and then we will get to our interview with Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law at 8 o'clock Central Time. Folks, do you remember that AFP story an issue two or ago on the front page talking about the fact that someone had bet $4.5 billion on the stock market to take a 40% nosedive or crash by a certain date? These are known as put options, of course. This is where you simply bet your money that a stock or a series of stocks or an entire stock exchange will go south as of such and such a date. There's a lot of compelling information that's going on out there right now in the news media that suggests that something, in fact, may well be afoot. In this particular case, we're talking about a series of news articles that are taking that are transpiring that would suggest once and for all that the dollar is beginning to head south. Ambrose Evans Pritchard of the UK Telegraph has a post yesterday entitled "Fears of the Dollar Collapse as Saudis Take Fright." This is particularly interesting reading when we go back to the 10th of August, where Ambrose Evans Pritchard had an extended discussion of how Beijing's control of $1.33 trillion could be used to devastate the United States economy, and that $900 billion of U.S. bonds now under the control of Communist China could be dumped, causing basically a nuclear option or the exercise of China's nuclear option when it comes to the American economy and the American currency. Now here we are, a little more than a month later, and Ambrose Evans Pritchard appears again in the UK Telegraph to tell us that the fears of a dollar collapse are transpiring as the Saudis take fright. Ambrose Evans Pritchard says that Ben Bernanke has placed the dollar in a dangerous situation, say analysts. Quote, "This is a very dangerous situation for the dollar," unquote, said Hans Redeker, the currency chief at BNP Paribas. Quote, "Saudi Arabia has $800 billion in their future generation fund, and the entire region has $3.5 trillion under management. They face an inflationary threat and do not want to import an interest rate policy set for the recessionary conditions in the United States," he said. The Saudi Central Bank said today that it would take, quote, "appropriate measures," unquote, to halt huge capital inflows into the country, but analysts say this policy is unsustainable and will inevitably lead to the collapse of the dollar peg. As a close ally of the United States, as Ambrose Evans Pritchard, Riyadh has so far tried to stick to the peg, but the link is now destabilizing its own economy. The Fed's dramatic half-point cut to 4.75 yesterday has already caused a plunge in the world dollar index to a 15-year low, touching with weakest level ever against the mighty euro at just under $1.40. We'll be back with this Ambrose Evans Pritchard analysis of what's happening to the U.S. dollars and the Saudi break with the United States over a feared dollar collapse. And Mark Anthos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Back, Mark and House America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Father John Martinez and Mark Lynn will join me 1 week from today. Mark was unable to make it for the show because he's got some things pertaining to both an upcoming trip to New York that he's got to take care of, as well as some very serious logistical issues here in these next few days as he's putting things together for this No More Wars for Israel conference taking place October the 12th through the 14th. This will also give me an opportunity to do some additional research in some of the areas that Father Martinez and I have been talking about in these last couple of weeks. So I will be back to the plate with both of them 7 days from today in regard to their usual time segments. This will also give us an opportunity on a one-time basis to talk to Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law about the Palestinian crisis. He will be on this morning at 8 o'clock Central Time. As I was saying before the break, do you remember the American Free Press story of an issue or so ago talking about the fact that someone out there, we know not who, decided to bet $4.5 billion that there would be a 40% decline in the stock market value by a certain date in September? Now we're seeing a series of news stories that are out there that make us wonder just how prophetic that initial story in AFP might prove to be. Two stories of particular interest that have developed in just the last couple of days. Mike Whitney's piece, which is reproduced for Michael Chosadowski's Global Research. This is September the 19th. Talks about U.S. banks bracing for a storm surge as dollar and credit system reel. Now, of course, we're looking at a post from Ambrose Evans Pritchard as of yesterday entitled Saudis Break with U.S. Over Feared Dollar Collapse. This, of course, appears in the U.K. Telegraph. We're talking about the dollar peg, talking about the fact that Saudi Arabia has $800 billion in their so-called Future Generation Fund, and the entire region has $3.5 trillion under management. They face an inflationary threat and do not want to import an interest rate policy set for the recessionary conditions in the United States, according to Hans Redeker, the currency chief at BNP Paribas. Analysts, according to Ambrose Evans Pritchard, including Hans Redeker, say that Ben Bernanke has placed the dollar in a dangerous situation. Riyadh has so far tried to stick to the dollar peg, but the link is now destabilizing its own economy, says Ambrose Evans Pritchard. The Fed's dramatic half-point cut to 4.75 PC yesterday has already caused a plunge in the world dollar index to a 15-year low, touching with weakest level ever against the mighty euro at just under $1.40. There is now a growing danger, says Pritchard, that global investors will start to shun the U.S. bond markets. The latest U.S. government data on foreign holdings released this week show a collapse in purchases of U.S. bonds from $97 billion to just $19 billion in July, with outright net sales of U.S. treasuries. The danger is that this could now accelerate as the yield gap between the United States and the rest of the world narrows rapidly, leaving America starved of foreign capital flows needed to cover its current account deficit, expected to reach $850 billion this year, or 6.5% of GDP. Mr. Redeker said foreign investors have gradually been pulling out of the long-term U.S. debt markets, leaving the dollar dependent on short-term funding. Foreigners have funded 25 to 30% of America's credit and short-term paper markets over the last 2 years. Quote, they were willing to provide the money when rates were paying nicely, but why bear the risk in these dramatically changed circumstances? We think that a fall in dollar to 1.5 against the euro is not out of the question at all by the first quarter of 2008, unquote, he said. This is nothing like the situation in 1998 when the crisis was in Asia, but the U.S. was booming. This time the U.S. itself is the problem, Mr. Redeker said. Redeker said the biggest danger for the dollar is that falling U.S. rates will at some point trigger a reversal yen quote-unquote carry trade, causing massive flows from the United States back to Japan. Jim Rogers, the commodity king and former partner of George Soros, said the Federal Reserve was playing with fire by cutting rates so aggressively at a time when the dollar was already under pressure. The risk is that flight from U.S. bonds could push up the long-term yields that form the base price of credit for most mortgages, driving the property market into even deeper crisis. Quote, if Ben Bernanke starts running those printing presses even faster than he's already doing, we are going to have a serious recession. The dollar's going to collapse. The bond market's going to collapse. There's going to be a lot of problems, unquote, he said. The Federal Reserve, however, says Pritchard, clearly calculates the risk of a sudden downturn that is now so great that it outweighs the dangers of a dollar slide. Former Federal Chief Alan Greenspan said this week that house prices may fall by double digits, quote-unquote, as the subprime crisis bites harder, prompting households to cut back sharply on spending. For Saudi Arabia, the dollar peg has clearly become a liability. Inflation has risen to 4%, and the M3 broad money supply is surging at 22%. The pressures are even worse in other parts of the Gulf. The United Arab Emirates now faces inflation of 9.3%, a 20-year high. In Qatar, it has reached 13%. Kuwait became the first of the oil sheikdoms to break its dollar peg in May, says Ambrose Evans Pritchard, a move that has begun to rein in rampant money supply growth. This is all featured as of yesterday in the UK Telegraph in a piece entitled Fears of Dollar Collapse as Saudis Take Fright. Two other pieces of information, folks, make this particularly ominous. We can go back to what Ambrose Evans Pritchard said on August the 10th in the UK Telegraph. There he tells us that Beijing's control of $1.33 trillion could be used to devastate the American economy. Quote, the Chinese government has begun a concerted campaign of economic threats against the United States, hinting that it may liquidate its vast holding of U.S. treasuries if Washington imposes trade sanctions to force a yuan revaluation. Two officials at leading Communist Party bodies have given interviews in recent days warning for the first time that Beijing may use its $1.3 trillion of foreign reserves as a political weapon to counter pressure from the United States Congress. Described as China's nuclear option in the state media, such action could trigger a dollar crash at a time when the U.S. currency is already breaking down through historic support levels. It would also cause a spike in U.S. bond yields, hammering the U.S. housing market and perhaps tipping the economy into recession. It is estimated that China holds over $900 billion in a mix of U.S. bonds. Hei Fan, an official of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, went even further today, letting it be known that Beijing had the power to set off a dollar collapse if it chose to do so. China has accumulated a large sum of U.S. dollars. Such a big sum, of which a considerable portion is in U.S. Treasury bonds, contributes a great deal to maintaining the position of the dollar as a reserve currency. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their dollar holdings. The threats play into the presidential electoral campaign of Hillary Clinton, who has called for restrictive legislation to prevent America being, quote, held hostage to economic decisions being made in Beijing, Shanghai, or Tokyo. She said that foreign control over 44% of the U.S. national debt had left America acutely vulnerable, unquote. Again, that's Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the UK Telegraph on August 10th. Now, if we look at what he said yesterday, Thursday, the 20th of September, in this article entitled Fears of Dollar Collapse as Saudis Take Fright, we begin to wonder what kind of a picture is actually emerging. And does all of this information have something to do with what AFP told us an issue or two ago, that someone out there has bet $4.5 billion in put options that there would be a 40% decline in the value of the American stock market as of a certain date in September? Very interesting, folks. Interesting in conjunction with what Mike Whitney tells us at Global Research as of 2 days ago. Excuse me. Whitney says now you've probably seen the photos of the angry customers queued up outside of Northern Rock Bank waiting to withdraw their money. This is the first big run in a British bank in over a century. It's lost an eighth of its deposits in 3 days. The pictures are headline news in the UK, but have been stuck in the back pages of U.S. newspapers. The reason for this is obvious, says Mike Whitney. The same Force 5 economic hurricane that just touched ground in Great Britain is headed for America and gaining strength on the way. On Monday night, desperately trying to stave off a wider panic, the British government issued an emergency pledge to Northern Rock Savers that their money was safe. The government is trying to find a buyer for Northern Rock. This is what a good old-fashioned bank run looks like. And, as in 1929, says Mike Whitney, the bank owners and the government are frantically trying to calm down their customers by reassuring them that their money is safe. But human nature being what it is, people are not so easily pacified when they think their savings are at risk. The bottom line is this: the people want their money, not excuses. But Northern Rock doesn't have their money. And surprisingly, it is not because the bank was dabbling in risky subprime loans. Rather, Northern Rock had unwisely adopted the model of, quote, borrowing short to go long, unquote, in financing their mortgage, just like many of the major banks in the U.S. In other words, they depended on wholesale financing of their mortgages from eager investors in the market, instead of the traditional method of maintaining sufficient capital to back up the loans on their books. It seemed like a nifty idea at the time, says Mike Whitney. And most of the big banks in the United States were doing the same thing. It was a great way to avoid bothersome reserve requirements, and the loan origination fees were profitable as well. Northern Rock's business soared. Now they carry a mortgage book totaling $200 billion. $200 billion, says Mike Whitney. So why can't they pay out a paltry $4 or $5 billion to their customers without a government bailout? It's because they don't have the reserves, he says. And because the bank's business model is hopelessly flawed, and no longer viable. Is the tidal wave beginning? We'll be back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley of Ohio State Law School at 8 o'clock.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law will join me at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about the Palestinian crisis. We will be back with Father Martinez and Mark Glenn 1 week from today. We've been talking in the first hour of the show about some very ominous economic information that's been creeping our way since the 10th of August. On the 10th of August, if you go back to what Ambrose Evans Pritchard was talking about in the UK Telegraph on that date, he said that Beijing's control of $1.3 trillion could be used to devastate the United States economy. Could China exercise the nuclear option? Could they begin dumping $900 billion of U.S. bonds currently under their control? Could that threaten the dollar's reserve currency status? Is it wise policy to have foreign control over 44% of the U.S. national debt? Now, of course, we read today's story from Ambrose Evans Pritchard entitled Fears of Dollar Collapse as Saudis Take Fright. The Saudi Arabians are getting very, very concerned about the dollar, talking about the fact that the Saudis have $800 billion in their Future Generation Fund and the entire region has $3.5 trillion under management. They are now discovering that with this latest situation with the Fed's dramatic half-point cut to 4.75 PC yesterday, that it caused a plunge in the world dollar index to a 15-year low, touching with the weakest level ever against the mighty euro at just under $1.40. Riyadh is discovering that there are problematic things, folks, related to this so-called dollar peg and the worth of their own currency being attached to that dollar peg. And now, of course, we've been reading this morning as well what Mike Whitney has to say on this subject at Global Research as of September the 19th. U.S. banks braced for storm surge as dollar and credit system reel, talking about the Northern Rock crisis in Britain and what it means for the American situation as it relates to the dollar, as it relates to bank stability, as it relates to an exacerbation of the subprime mortgage situation that has been a part of the exposure of the United States to the larger vicissitudes of life as it relates to dollar and credit system policies that have us teetering on the brink of disaster. And what does all of this mean in connection with the winds of war continuing to blow in the Middle East? We raised the question this morning. We now await the answer. We have a caller, John from Tennessee. John, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fairly well. This is something, when I hear you or anyone else talk about this, my ears open up like you wouldn't believe. I've been looking at this, Mark, for a couple of years. I did see the article in the Telegraph. You know, and I brought it to the attention of some people here in Nashville, and they don't take it serious at all. You know, these so-called financial experts. Why, Mark, do we not understand, or does the majority of people not understand, that this debt that's owed to China and to other nations, Saudi Arabia and Japan, it's not accidental, is what the point that I'm trying to make. You know, if Saudi Arabia and China and Japan and the other Arab nations begin to dump the dollar, and they devalued the dollar to the point where it's worthless, then I see the only viable alternative to continue to finance a war that we shouldn't be in it to begin with is to come up with a new money. You've got to restore faith in the currency of your nation. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you think, John, and I'm not an economist, so you know, when I'm talking about economic matters, I'm constantly going back to people who have the economic background that I don't. But do you think there's a connection between these kinds of debt policies and the exposure that obviously we face politically and economically because of what would happen to the U.S. bond market? If all of these debt instruments were to be dumped by Beijing and by some of these other powers, do you think that, A, this is a deliberate policy on the part of our elites because, in fact, the destruction of the U.S. dollar may be planned as a prelude to, say, the adaptation of the Amero? And the adaptation of this North American Union, do you think that there's a link between these?
Mark, I'm not an economist either. I've got high school economics. That's as much training as I have. I learned enough there to know that when you devalue a nation's currency, similar to what happened in Germany after World War I and World War II, when you devalue the money, it takes more of your money to buy goods that are manufactured in your country. So
yes.
when they devalue the American dollar, anything, absolutely anything that is made in America will become cheaper. Anything made outside of America will become more expensive. The unfortunate thing, and yes, I believe it's planned, our systems and our infrastructure to produce anything, basically, anything worth, you know, a necessity, has left this country. It's in foreign nations. So down, right down to your underwear that's made in Guatemala, your shoes in China. I'll hold on.
Yeah, hold on, John. We'll get back to you after the break. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law joins us at 8. to talk about the Palestinians. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law joins me at 8 o'clock this morning to discuss the Palestinian crisis. We are joined now by a caller from Tennessee, my old friend John, talking with me about this whole ominous situation involving U.S. debt. As I was mentioning at the beginning of the show, if we look at Ambrose Evans Pritchard's post of August 10th in the UK newspaper, The Telegraph, we see that he was warning us about Beijing's control of $1.3 trillion and the way in which the Chinese government could decide to liquidate its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries if Washington imposes trade sanctions to force a yuan reevaluation. Pritchard's post of August the 10th goes into a discussion, of course, of China's nuclear option, the way in which a $900 billion U.S. bond holding on the part of China could result in a financial tsunami if the Chinese chose to liquidate those holdings. It would threaten the dollar's reserve currency status. Hillary Clinton, of course, has emphasized that foreign control over 44% of the U.S. national debt had left America acutely vulnerable, quote unquote. That was Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the UK Telegraph on the 10th of August. Now, of course, as of yesterday, he has a new post entitled Saudi's Break with the United States Over Feared Dollar Collapse. Ben Bernanke has placed the dollar in a dangerous situation, say analysts, according to this post by Ambrose Evans Pritchard in the UK Telegraph. This whole business of the United States dollar and the whole way in which the U.S. dollar is related to this whole business of the world's reserve reserve currency of the world. This is all under threat, obviously, by this whole situation that has transpired in recent days and recent months. What happens if global investors start to shun the U.S. bond markets? Just in the last month, folks, we have seen a collapse in purchases of U.S. bonds from $97 billion to just $19 billion in July. What does that mean on top of the threat of the Chinese and others to dump U.S. bonds that they presently hold? And how is this in turn related to the Northern Rock crisis in Britain and the crisis in the United States as it relates to financial institutions being exposed in dangerous ways to the subprime mortgage circumstance? Mike Whitney's post at Global Research of September the 19th entitled U.S. Banks Brace for Storm Surge as Dollar and Credit System Reel. What is going on in Britain with Northern Rock? Why has U.S. Secretary Treasury Henry Paulson rushed off to England? Whitney says it's because he wants to figure out a way to keep the contagion from spreading. John, what do you think?
Well, Mark, first of all, it's an honor for you to call me a friend, and we've never met, so thank you for that.
Enjoy talking with you.
Well, I'm not an economist. I'm a truck driver, okay? I drive a truck. But I pay attention to the news. What I had said earlier is that when you devalue a nation's currency, things made in the country become cheaper. Anything made outside of the country increases dramatically in price to the point where most people couldn't afford to buy it. It is planned. It is manipulated. There's no doubt in my mind. Take into consideration what the United States done to Saudi Arabia and to Iraq and the other Arab nations, when they brought the ability to draw oil out of the ground over there, they brought tremendous wealth to those countries. They had so much money, Mark, that they didn't know what to do with it. So they asked the United States, what should we do? And they told them, buy gold. That's why you hear so much about gold-plated bathrooms and gold-plated kitchens and, you know, gold everywhere. And it came to the point where these nations were providing health care and whatnot for their people. And they needed money now. They didn't have money. The United States bought the gold back for less than the others paid for it. They used them. And I believe that's what's happening now with the tremendous debt that we have owing to other countries. We owe, like you said, China is almost $1 trillion. I've been watching it for the last 2 years go from $750 billion up, and the debt has gone from about $8.5 trillion to over 11. That's a lot of money. Most people cannot comprehend that number. I mean, it's more than we would earn in 1,000 lifetimes. That's a lot of money. Now, when they repudiate the debt, or when they decide that they're not going to pay the debt, or we can't pay our interest on that debt, what does China or Saudi Arabia or Japan have to lose by calling it? If you're not getting your interest payments on the debt, then what good's the paper? It's worthless. So what do you do when you have you've got a vault full of basically toilet paper that you know is no good? You're never going to see any of the money from it. What do you do with it? Well, if you're really perturbed and you're really mad, I could use some other words, you know. But if you're really upset, what do? You call it in. You force it on them. And you destroy the economy. You destroy the nation. You destroy their ability to wage war. You destroy whatever faith any other country that happens to be their friend has in them, you take a big chunk out of it. You make people run from them. You make them stand alone. You destroy that nation. And I'm telling you right now that even our country, if we were owed $11 trillion from another nation, or even $1 trillion, and we knew we'd never get that money back, we're not going to write it off. We're going to be pretty upset, which basically is why we're in the Middle East right now. Hussein was going off the dollar. People don't, you know, when you tell them that, they think you're blowing smoke. But he decided he's going to the euro, and America could not allow him to go to the euro, could not allow other Arab nations to lose faith in this economy, or they would do the same, and it would have happened 2 years ago. So Mark, you were talking about a bet that someone had made $4 billion plus that the dollar or the market would drop.
By 40% as of a certain date in September. That was in the American Free Press a couple of issues ago.
Who would stand to benefit from that unless it was someone that knew? You think that's a big bet. Now, unless you're in a position, and this is something else that is denied by people that are in the market, unless you're in a position to manipulate or control the market, you're not going to put $4 billion plus on it. That's a lot of money to put on the table. But if you're in a position and you're actually controlling this farce that we call the stock market, this farce that they call free enterprise, it is free as long as it's to their benefit to allow you to earn. When it becomes to the point where they're not making what they want to make, they'll work it in a way that the prices will drop and they'll have a blue light special at Kmart and you'll lose your shirt because you can't afford to stay in. They own it. They control it. They can stay there. My suggestion and what I have done, Republic Trading and Robbie Noel have got the best deal on gold, Mark. 4.5% to 5% is what they charge. I got out. I'm in gold. I stayed home yesterday. I watched. Gold is 729.40, I think it closed at yesterday. The dollar is dropping. So I'm not saying you're going to get rich by moving it into gold, but you can sure protect what you have. And if you've got a 401k that's a self-directed 401k or an IRA, you can move it into an account without any taxes or any penalties, and people need to think about doing that. Otherwise, you're going to lose it all. I mean, it's going away.
Yeah, it really is looking like the Weimar Republic, isn't it?
It is absolutely, and you got to realize, or I have come to believe with all of my heart that this is something that is inevitable because, you know, you're Lutheran. I'm a Baptist. According to the Bible that I read, and I'm pretty sure the Bible you read, doesn't say that money is an evil thing. But it does say that the love of money is the root of all evil, and you can't grow grass without a root. So if you get the love of money, the people that are doing and would do anything to gain more wealth, to get more money, they'd crawl on your back and stomp me in the ground to get there. As long as those people are around, evil exists. So unless we cut the root out, we're going to have evil. And the markets are manipulated. Your housing markets, everything that's going on. And I don't believe this country really has a true enemy. I think they're all in bed with each other, Mark. They're playing a game according to the board. They're going down their checklist. And when the end comes, they're all going to be on the same side.
Yes, and, as you look at this whole thing, John, what do you think is the relationship between the emergence of these stories about the subprime mortgage situation, the central banking crisis, dollar devaluation vis-a-vis other world currencies, the rise in the price of gold, and all of these other trends that we're seeing? What do you think the relationship is between these stories and all of this renewed talk of war expansion in the Middle East? Is there a connection there?
I don't know. I really, that's something I haven't given a lot of thought to that. I know that, I believe what the Bible has to say about war in the Middle East. I believe that there's a time coming when there's going to be a tremendous battle there. Unfortunately, in a lot of people's minds, when I talk about Armageddon, they look at me like I'm a crazy man. But God's word to me, Mark, I've never found anything in it that wasn't true, that hasn't happened, that the Bible says is going to happen. So we're going to be in the Middle East. I think that this embassy that they're building there could very well be the seat of the global government. I believe that it's possible that that's where this one world government is going to be run from, and our nation is playing a part blindly and stupidly and ignorantly in building it. We're spending money that we don't have, I believe, to put up a new world, like a Washington, D.C. of the world. I believe that's where the global government may be.
Well, yes, and to be in a situation where, it may well be that, when you look at these debt policies and you look at what is happening in the international currency markets and the decline in the value of the dollar vis-a-vis the euro and all of this talk of a North American Union where the dollar would be displaced by a so-called Amero currency, it makes you wonder, and I know that a number of people who are far more astute on this than I am as economists will say that these developments will, in fact, facilitate the replacement of the sovereignty of the United States under a constitution. We will lose our identity as an independent nation state.
I believe that to be a fact, and I think they know they're doing that. I was on a forum, I post on a forum on the Internet, and I asked a question. If a person has taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution, is it a crime to freely give over the sovereignty of this nation? If so, what's the crime? And some people got it. They understood that it was treason. Others said there is no crime. And they believed with all their heart that it wasn't a crime to surrender sovereignty, Mark. What has happened to our nation when people don't realize that when you become one with another country, you lose your country. You lose not just your national sovereignty, but you lose the personal sovereignty that I didn't give it to you. You didn't give it to me. God gave it to us. Now, one more thing, and I'll let you go. The book of Proverbs says that the borrower is servant to the lender. This nation is a borrower to the world, to the point where you and me and our kids and our kids' kids, on infinitum, could never repay the debt that they owe. So who are we serving? We serving God or man? I say this country is a servant to the world, and we're in trouble for it, and we're going to pay for it. God can't lie, Mark. Thank you.
Well, that's exactly right. I think there is a biblical eschatological basis for the perspective that we share on this, John. And certainly as I look at this whole business going on with the international currencies and the dollar situation and the threat to the dollar as the reserve currency of the world and what this is doing worldwide in regard to the so-called blowing of the winds of war, it all is very, very suggestive. Christopher Sands of the Huston Institute Press has a news release of August 17th. I won't have time to read this morning, but it gets into some remarks made by Dr. John Font on August the 13th in Washington at a Huston Institute panel conference entitled The Montebello Summit in the Future of North America. When I read what Dr. John Font has to say as of August the 13th, it becomes very, very clear that the Security and the Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for North American Union is using stealth and deception, in the words of Howard Phillips, to incrementally push North American integration. These are, of course, buzzwords for the more clearly understood concept of world government and each aspect of world government as it builds incrementally presupposes yet further advances in that agenda. NAFTA, GATT, the World Trade Organization, were all built upon the original UN building block after World War II. And now, of course, these SPP arrangement for North American Union is just a further advancement of that track. And is it going to be more easily sold to the American public, the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for North American Union, if there is a collapse of the dollar with a economic, political, and cultural tsunami to follow? that causes people to cry out for some worldly solution that can save them. We know that that's what happened to Germany in the wake of the collapse of the Weimar Republic in between World War I and World War II. Is that what is in the process of happening to the United States? Will this manipulated crisis result in a circumstance where we willingly move into a full-blown world government that is proclaimed finally for what it is, where stealth and incrementalism and secrecy are jettisoned in favor of an open embrace of the notion of one world government on the part of those promoting it and selling it and controlling it, as well as those who are the controlled? This is what we have to ask questions about, certainly, as we look at a debt structure that, to me, as far as sovereignty and nation-state sovereignty is concerned, makes no sense whatsoever. How is it that we have allowed Communist China to control $900 billion in U.S. bonds? How is it that we have allowed foreign control of over 44% of the U.S. national debt? What does it mean? In conjunction with our war policies in the Middle East, I think it indicates that we are headed for turbulent times. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley will join us from the Ohio State University School of Law at 8 o'clock this morning. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
We're back. This is Mark Antops, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Professor John Quigley of the Ohio State University School of Law will be with me at 8 o'clock this morning Central Time to discuss the Palestinian issue. Between now and then, I would like to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do so by contacting us at 1-800-724-2719. That is 1-800-724-2719. Or find us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. In either event, you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network on an ongoing basis, and I would certainly ask you to do so. At the same time, I'd ask you to support the American Free Press. You can reach those fine folks at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Buy a subscription, extend your subscription, buy AFP books, and tell your friends about American Free Press. And to the extent that your resources allow you to do it, support those fine folks as well. The Republic Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web through the miracle of radio, the American Free Press, continuing what Mark Glenn has described as America's last real newspaper. These are the media outlets that we need to be supporting, folks, because time is running out. In regard to the effectiveness of the truth movement, time is running out in regard to having places to turn to for accurate, trustworthy information in a day and age of corporate-controlled news media. We also get into the third leg of that triad, which is the No More Wars for Israel conference. Mark Glenn continues to work around the clock in trying to put this thing together for October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. You can find out more about the conference at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. If you go to that particular site, all of the information on how to register is there. Information about hotel registration is contained there. And, of course, the latest list of speakers for that conference is chronicled at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. There is a fourth part of this whole business of what we support in these present and dark times, and that is to support the presidential candidacy of Ron Paul. RonPaul2008.com is the place to go to on the web to send your gifts to the congressman as he tries to fight for constitutional priorities and constitutional issues for you and me in these final hours, what could be the final hours of the American Republic and of all of world history. We are seeing what is happening to the financial markets. We're witnessing what is happening to the dollar. We are following what has happened to our culture that has been an absolute eclipse low these last 40 or 45 or 50 years. And now, of course, we're talking about a Bush administration that, in league with the neocons, wants to expand American military involvement in the Middle East. Do you think we ought to invade Pakistan? Do you think we ought to attack Iran with tactical nuclear weapons and then subsequently to invade that country with conventional forces? Do you think that we ought to fail to resolve on an ongoing basis the crisis of the Palestinians? This is basically what both houses of Congress and the Bush administration are asking us to do. The crisis is real, it's dark, and in conjunction with all of these other forces operating in world history, suggests that the clock is ticking. And as far as the clock is concerned, we're very close to having Professor John Quigley with us from the Ohio State University School of Law talking about the Palestinian crisis. We'll be back. This is Mark Gankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.